Hare Krishna, today we are reading from Prabhupada Nectar. This book is compiled by His Holiness Satswarupa Das Goswami. Potomac, ISKCON, July of 1976. It was evening and Srila Prabhupada had been sitting at the poolside until dark. Just as he was leaving to walk toward the house, two disciples, Pragosha and Subuddhi Raya, ran up to meet him. "These are some of the boys who are distributing books at the airport, Prabhupada," said Hari Sauri. The boys had thrown themselves on the ground and were uttering obeisances, while Srila Prabhupada greeted them heartily, "Jai!" As the devotees stood up, Prabhupada asked them, "You are coming back so late?" "Yes, Prabhupada." "So what was your score?" asked Prabhupada. "Between Vaisheshika and I," said Pragosha, "we did 130 books. Prabhupada raised his hands and said, "Jai! Victory!" He then began to walk slowly toward the house, and Pragosha began telling Prabhupada about Sankirtana at the airport. "Srila Prabhupada, I met one boy today who gave $80. Prabhupada stopped and looked at Pragosha. "Acha! How many books you gave him?" "9 books." Srila Prabhupada smiled, looked at Hari Sauri and said, "Quite a nice prophet." As they continued walking, Pragosha related that this boy was a soldier. So Pragosha told him about Arjuna, who was also a soldier and a family man, and who rendered pure devotional service to Krishna. "I explained to him, Srila Prabhupada, how you told us." By now, Srila Prabhupada was at the door of his house. A devotee took off Prabhupada's shoes. "Do you want to come in?" Prabhupada asked Pragosha and Subuddhi Raya. "Yes, Srila Prabhupada, of course." Inside, they sat on the rug as Srila Prabhupada sat on the couch. Only a small light illuminated the room. "So, how are they liking the books?" asked Prabhupada. Pragosha then told about a soldier from North Carolina who said that there were 9 soldiers in his base who met every Wednesday night and read Bhagavad Gita together. "Our Bhagavad Gita?" Prabhupada asked innocently. "Yes, Srila Prabhupada, your Gita." "Just see," said Prabhupada. When Hari Sauri explained that Pragosha had been working for years with Tripurari, Prabhupada asked about Tripurari's well-being. He also asked about Drishtadyumna and said he was a very good devotee. When Pragosha said he was connected with the New York temple, Srila Prabhupada asked if they were distributing prasadam there. He specifically asked if they were selling kachauris. Srila Prabhupada asked about Balimardhan, who had left the movement for years and had just returned. Prabhupada suggested that Balimardhan cook kachauris because he makes the best. Turning to Subuddhi Raya, Prabhupada asked where he was from. "I was working in India with Gargamuni Swami," said Subuddhi Raya. "It was nice, but there wasn't much time for reading." Prabhupada replied, "Anyway, they are working hard and it didn't seem to want to hear the criticism." After a few moments, Prabhupada asked the devotees to be given prasadam. His cook gave them cups of mango ice cream. Taking the ice cream outside, Pragosha and Subuddhi Raya sat down by the temple and looked at the ice cream in ecstasy, trying to remember the whole experience and Prabhupada's reciprocation with them. Thank you. Hare Krishna.